Hey, good evening, sisters. This is Sister Deb. I just want to share something with you, and it's something Brother Jim suggested that I do, and I think it's a really good idea, so I'm just going to kind of make myself do this. I just shared with the sister that it's a little bit out of my comfort zone, but I really want all you sisters out there to feel loved and welcomed and shared with, because I just want to say, like, right now at this minute, a sister and I are on the phone and we're talking, and we do this once in a while. Every single day we edify each other and encourage each other to keep pressing on. We help bear one another's burdens. We just a daily encouragement, like Hebrews 3:13 says, you know, exhort one another daily. And so today we got into a audio call, and what we do is we just encourage one another, and then we beforehand find scripture verses that we want to share with one another. It might be a theme, it might just be a chapter, whatever it is that the Lord feels for us to share. And Brother Jim wanted me to remind you and let you know that we don't teach theology to one another. We stick with Titus 2, Proverbs 31, any kind of daily encouragement, anything that pertains to women. So when we do read scripture verses to each other, we just, like I said, maybe pick a topic or a subject, and we may comment a little bit on some of the scripture verses, how it kind of encouraged us, but we don't go into any deep theology or anything. So I just want to make sure I put that out there. And the reason I'm making this audio is so you can kind of be involved with this, because if we were all sitting together in a room and all gathering together, or even if it was all like somehow we could get us all on a big phone call or something, we would all be hearing the same thing. So I'll be sharing the scripture verses that I'm reading to the sister that I'm speaking to right now. So tonight I thought what I would do is read scripture verses about things like zealousness, striving, pressing on, enduring, overcoming, and basically some of the character traits and actions that we have to do to endure through this life. So it's just kind of a handful of different scriptures pertaining to that. So I'm just going to go through and read them. Luke 13:24. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Romans 15:20. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Philippians 3:7-14. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not though as I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that which for also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. So as I go through these, you can see some of the keywords like strive and attaining and pressing on. And you'll see some more of those as I go on. 1 Corinthians 9:23-27. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached unto others, I myself should be a castaway. 2 Timothy 2:1-3. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. So we see enduring in here, we see running the race. We'll read some more. 2 Timothy 4:5-8. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. That's a whole lot of things in that one. James 1:12-16. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Catch that one at the end. Do not err. That's a good one. John 6:26-29. Jesus answered and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:8-15. Remember that Jesus Christ is the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they might also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Of these things put them in remembrance, not charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. John 15:48. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abideth in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. Oh, if a man abide not in me. We'll see how one word makes a big difference. He is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what is ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Oops, I lost my place here. Hold on. A few more left. 1 Thessalonians 5:21-23. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:13-16. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. I think I have two left. Hold on. I missed my place here. One more. Okay. This one here, this is a big one for me. I love this one. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. And then I'll finish up with this last one. Ephesians 6:23-24. Peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God and the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. So as we look through those scripture verses, you can see a whole lot of things that we end up doing in this life as enduring and zealousness and steadfastness. And hopefully that was an encouragement. And we'll see what the Lord shall bring. Oops, hold on. All right, I'm going to be honest now. I'm going to be, like, real life here. I got Brother Jim's phone here that I'm recording on, and I got to get in it right here. Okay. So anyway, sisters, this was nice sharing with you all. This is just some simple encouragement to you that I was going to read to my sister that I have daily fellowship with, like I told you about, and then you all get to join in on it. So hopefully this kind of made you feel like more a part of it, and maybe we could do some more of this in the future. So I hope you have a joyous evening, sisters, and may God be praised.